From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The LaBelle Silver Spurs 4-H Club took on a daunting task this summer to train wild horses to become adoptable within 100 days. Hurricane Irma pushed back the club's auction, though, for 2 extra months, and the Mustangs are now hardly recognizable. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone has more.
That's Renegade. His trainer, 16-year-old Gabrielle Schock, says he's just saying hi. He's as curious as ever, even after his 5 months of training. Schock says that's because a good trainer breaks a horse's will, but not their spirit. And she would know. This is the 8th horse she's trained, and Renegade is her 4th Mustang.
He is the best one that I have done so far. You know, hopefully we have a good turnout and somebody... somebody wants him.
Renegade had a bolting problem when Schock first met him back in May, but Renegade, she admits, was otherwise easy compared to some of the Mustangs other members of the LaBelle Silver Spurs 4-H Club were dealt. One worrisome little horse was Miami. His trainer, 14-year-old Judith Warren, said this about Miami back in June.
It's very hard because he's always putting his head down and he doesn't know yet what to do.
But at the Veterans Day show, Warren's tone had completely changed.
He's a whole lot better from what he was before, because now you can actually come up to him, you can put your arm around him, you can pet him, and before, if you tried to approach him, he would just run away.
Warren wraps her arms around Miami's neck to hug him tight. Miami calmly continues munching on weeds alongside his buddy, Spirit, who's been trained by Warren's friend, Morgan Lugan.
How hard is it going to be to say bye if someone's going to be buying your horses?
To say bye?
Mm-hmm.
This one's lucky. He's with me.
Oh, you're keeping him, Miami.
This one's one of mine.
How about everybody else? And say, you're kind of nodding in the background.
Well, keep in mind.
Lugan had actually housed Spirit at her family's home for the entire training period. So he went home with her as always. And now Spirit's friend Miami would get to go home with Warren as the first horse she had ever trained, and unanimously the most difficult of the dozen Mustangs. Schock, an experienced trainer, explained how she had gotten Renegade around within the first couple weeks of training.
I crack a bull up by him, so I teach him to no loud sounds like that, and just to be ready for anything so he doesn't hurt anybody.
Schock's mother, Julia Sutherland, is the club's leader.
These guys can train horses better than some trainers who do domesticated horses because they've had to pay attention to the horse's behavior a lot more than just the money behind the horse. They don't get paid for this.
Sutherland speaks from experience. Her position with the club is volunteer, but her day job is training horses.
If they actually were to get paid an actual job like I would, it would be a $1,200 job.
The trained Mustang started at auction with an opening bid of $25, with an optional fee for additional training, usually around $150, that would employ the kids to continue training the horses they've been working with. Sutherland says what keeps the kids, particularly the older ones, coming back each year is the opportunity to do something fulfilling.
When we do a horse program, the teenagers are really, really thankful for a program like this that teaches them life skills.
Is there any other option?
Not really here. Not in LaBelle. I don't see it. I mean, I've been here 15 years and I have 7 kids.
Sutherland's youngest is fittingly named 7, Schock. That's 7 with a Y, just like her Mustang, Hazel, which she also named with a Y, replacing a vowel. Schock is the first one to admit the time extension, granted by Hurricane Irma, was beneficial for some kids who made good use of the time beyond the initial 100 days with their horses.
For me, it was a good thing. For others, I think that it might have not been such a good thing because I think they wanted to get their Mustang adopted. They had a time frame, and it was supposed to be just a little after summer, and now it's obviously carrying into the fall.
Hendry County took some of the worst of Hurricane Irma, and now another storm is headed their way, with Governor Rick Scott's veto reducing the state's funding for 4-H by $1 million. Sutherland says she is understandably concerned, but there are, thankfully, donors and sponsors that could potentially keep them afloat, though not for long. Her biggest concern is what will happen to the community's character if they lose this program. She says out and about in their small town, it's obvious which kids are a part of 4-H.
You will see respectful kids. You will see kids who honor their families, who honor vets, who honor the country that they live in.
When it's high, high, yay, the army's on its way.
Sutherland's daughters opened the show with an armed service medley before their mother announced to the crowd what was in store for them.
A six-month-old baby from Arcadia, a baby Mustang. You'll be able to see one-year-old yearlings, two-year-old yearlings, and then we've got some 5- and 6-year-old animals out here.
Of the 5 adoptable horses shown, 4 were immediately adopted. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, LaBelle.